In other words, he had a blueprint. I call the Bible the Holy Bible. The American Automobile Association roadmap to heaven and happiness. If we but own it and read it, and now they're putting the Bible on your cell phone, so you'll be able to use it like a garment in the front window of your car. But if we read the Bible and we internalize it, we have a roadmap to newness of life. And that roadmap gives us new direction and a new way of doing things. In the background, what changed Augustine's life clearly, besides these three factors, was his loving mother, Monica. Monica adored her son. She never ever gave up on him, and she never ever stopped praying for him. Day after day, she didn't yell, she didn't haggle, she didn't lecture, she prayed for him. I would dare say it is the privilege of our community is to pray for our children, these magnificent and beautiful children. Today is the beginning of a journey, but the journey works so much better when we support them in their good behavior, when we encourage them and show them the way to goodness and holiness. And that is a very, very important thing. How many times in my life I have said, tomorrow I'm going to do the right thing. Tomorrow never comes. We keep on doing the wrong thing. We have to walk in the light, put on a new coat, walk in the light of goodness, walk in the light of Christ, not tomorrow, today. And indeed, as we baptize these children, we are inviting them to walk in the light of Christ. And we are doing so with the support of parents and godparents and immediate family members. As this poor baby goes sound asleep, you talk about boring. But indeed, it doesn't happen in a moment. It happens over a lifetime. Indeed, Augustine represents what was spoken about in all of our readings today. We can walk in the light of God's goodness, or we can continue to walk in the darkness. This is a beautiful prayer that sums it up. Voice of Jesus, call out to us when we stray from you. Hand of Jesus, lift us up when we grow weak and weary. Arm of Jesus, support us when we stumble and fall. Heart of Jesus, teach us to love one another as you have loved us. And his love is manifested in that cross. And I would dare say to the parents here present that you have embarked on one of the most exciting and wonderful journeys in the world. But there will be days where you will feel the tiredness of a wake up at midnight, 2 a.m., 4 a.m., and 6 a.m. There will be days when you will try and control screaming, which will go on and on and on. And at that moment, always look to that cross and offer your suffering, which is for the blessedness of your wonderful children. Your image.